Welcome back. I know it's been a while, long while, but it has been life. As most of you know, this is Lucky in the Gang. For those of you that don't know, I'm going to go ahead and take the time this episode to reintroduce everybody to you. So if you just bear with us a few minutes, we'll get into the good stuff. But before we do that, let's take a quick break, let you get yourself situated, and we'll be right back. Okay, I know 5 seconds wasn't a long enough break. Those of you that still need a few minutes, you might as well pause it, catch us on the replay, do what you gotta do. But for those of you that are new, I am the host, Lucky, and the gang is consistent of my 3 kids and my loving husband, which we'll get into everybody in just a minute. I want to tell you guys a little bit about myself and why I even do this. You know, for me, a lot of it has to do with the fact that I've always struggled, felt like I haven't had anybody. And for me, it's just been, I want to be that person, somebody that can be looked at and say, hey, you know what? I can relate to her. For those of you that can, awesome, even better. Those of you that are here just for the craptastic stories, hey, by all means, stick around. You never know what you might hear. You never know what you might learn. Hell, you don't even know if you might pick something up new that you didn't even think of before. So, as for myself, I am getting old. I am 38 as of this recording, and I have 3 wonderful kids. My oldest, who is aptly nicknamed El Diablo. Yes, self-given name, but it's stuck. He is the one that started it all. He is my baby. He will always be my baby, but he is also my biggest handful. He is the one that, unfortunately, my ex and I are quite a bit gapped in age. And because of that, El Diablo paid for it. And his mentality is not that of a 19-year-old like it should be. So that is the start of what I deal with on a daily basis. I deal with a 19-year-old who should act like a 19-year-old, but unfortunately tends to act like closer to a 9-year-old. Now, my second, who is aptly nicknamed Tiptoe, because, well, I constantly feel like I've got to tiptoe around him, or that he's got to tiptoe around everybody else. He is my bipolar. He is my kiddo that at 17 years old, if I can speak tonight, is driving everybody up the wall with his attitude and his I don't give a fuck behavior. He is one of the smartest, most intelligent people you will ever meet, but he is also the cockiest, most stubborn pain in the ass you will ever meet. Now, as far as my third and final, he likes to call himself Optimus. Because, yes, you guessed it. He has a thing for Transformers. He loves the show, loves the movies, absolutely borderline obsessed with them. He is my autism kiddo. So yes, I have a great deal of juggling to do with each personality. He is the sweetest, kindest, most caring child I've ever met. Yes, I know I shouldn't say that about my kids, but he is. He really is the sweetest, most caring person that I've met and would give you the shirt off his back without even realizing that it was the shirt off his back, all because he wants to please you. Now, as far as the juggling, we'll get to that because, well, again, parenthood is a juggle to begin with, especially if you've got more than one kid. But before I get too deep into that, the final straw and the final piece to the puzzle is good old Doc. Doc Ockham is my absolute loving, eccentric pain in the ass. But when I need him, he is there. He does a lot of his own thing because he is a streamer and he can be found on Twitch. So that does take a lot of his time. Now, as far as everything as a whole, well, let's take a quick breather. I'll get back to that when we get back. All right, 10 second breather. I'm good. Hopefully, y'all are still here. Hopefully, you're good. So, back to what I was saying about the juggling portion of having kids. You would think that having more than one kid is a juggle in itself, especially just having neurotypical children. But then you throw in having not one, not two, but three neurodivergent kids, and juggling just seems impossible. And on some days, it is. It really just seems like I cannot do anything right, and it seems like my entire world is crumbling. It's not, though. Because with the kids, with the help that I do have, and the fact that I've been in this position my entire adult life, I've gotten used to it. I've adjusted. To me, this is normal. You say this is normal. You're crazy. Yeah, I am. I know I've gotten that before. I am absolutely crazy. I am absolutely out of my mind. Hands down, no doubt about it. I am not going to argue with that one bit. But what isn't crazy is the fact that I've been dealing with this since I was 19 years old. I'm now 38, so almost 20 years. Because I was teen mom. And again, my oldest, El Diablo, is my biggest struggle. He is my biggest struggle because for me, I still have to remind myself the position that he's in, not just what I see. And for most people, that's difficult. For me, I've got my good days, I've got my bad days, just like anybody else. But for me, for my situation, I deal with it how I know best. which may not align with what you think or what you believe. And if that's the case, that's fine. Like I said a little while ago, if you want to stick around just for the stories, you want to hear how crazy the week's been, you want to know, hey, you know, she went through a circus because of tiptoe. Let's see how that turned out. I don't care. I wouldn't be putting this out here for everybody if I cared, if I gave a damn about being judged. And it took me a long time to realize that who gives a shit what other people think? Just because my style doesn't work for you doesn't mean that my style's wrong. And I'll be damned if you're going to judge me because of your beliefs. Your beliefs may not align with mine, and if they don't, that's fine. But if they don't, maybe, just maybe, this is not the podcast for you. Maybe you need to think about it and possibly just say, hey, gone. And again, I'm okay with that because I don't do this for anybody but the people that want to be here. And if you're one of those people that wants to be here, I applaud you. Because listening to somebody else rant, rave, bitch, and complain can be difficult, can be annoying. But at the same time, there's going to be times that I am absolutely the most fucking hilarious thing you've ever heard. And on those days, when you think that I am funnier than shit, I want you to laugh. I do. Because it means you're human. It means the things that I'm telling you hit home. It means that you understand. If you find the situations funny, or you find the situations relatable, or if you feel bad for me, first of all, don't feel bad for me. But second of all, if you feel bad for me, or you find things funny that are supposed to be funny, I applaud you. Because that means that you are human and you actually know what it is to be in touch with other humans. But make sure that if you leave me any kind of notes or any kind of comments, that you still be respectful of the fact that I am human. So, with that, I am going to close this episode for the week. I will see you guys next week.